KO4HKX, KO4HKX, KA3JCA.
4JC, KA3JCA, KO4HKX.
I just wanted to let you know, I don't know if you've ever used that APRS.FI, but we got Steven, KR8MR's radio and hotspot up and running yesterday, and they're actually on a trip today, but if you get a chance, I know there's an additional setting that I may not have right, because I'm seeing, I guess the beacon's not transmitting enough to show him going on the highway. It looks like he's driving cross country.
So I've had mine do that from time to time. Like if you pull mine up right now, or not right now, but last time I looked, it's in the middle of the Gulf.
Just for Ken also on my end too. So okay, well then it may just be something else. It started off okay when he left west of Asheville. You could see him following the road perfectly, and then all of a sudden there were big gaps. And he has cellular coverage and so forth like that. So, but alrighty. So we have another member in the group. So I'm going to try to get some more in there, and then maybe we can try to get a Brandmeister repeater for this area.
Playing. Glad to have somebody else in there.
Hope you're enjoying your day today, sir. I know it's your relaxation office day, so at least you don't have to fight the traffic like Sally does. Hi, hi.
No traffic today. Just have a dog under my feet from time to time.
Like coffee?
Poor Richard. Nobody drinks coffee here, so never tried.
Dog hasn't drank coffee a lot, but occasionally, like when I stick my finger to see how hot it is, I'll let him taste it. Well, this morning, he had the inkling that he wanted to be right in my lap, on my stomach, down my throat, just sitting there waiting while I was drinking a cup of coffee. He would not leave me alone. It was one of those things he wanted to play, and I gave him a drink of coffee, and then he, you know, I was done with it, but he was finally, after he had a drink, he left and behaved, so I just didn't know if you had that.
No coffee drinkers here, so, but pretty much anything else, she's right there wanting and begging for it.
Hold on a second. Ashley just called, and she's all panicky. I don't know what's going on, so let me find out here. KA through JCA.
JCA, no problem. Take care.
Tip 2, that dogs are cat and cats are poisoned by a lot of things that, I don't know if dogs can have caffeine. It's probably not real harmful, but they're probably more sensitive to it.
Glenn, it's surprising some things that they're not supposed to have that bothers them or they will actually kill them if you get too much of it.
I've always heard with dogs with chocolate. Let's see, cats maybe too, but I also heard things like garlic or grapes or there's a whole list of other things that humans eat without a problem. And cats either don't have the enzyme to digest it, or they're just too sensitive to it. So you gotta be careful with what, you know, even if you have a plate that you made some food in and set it down, you know, if it's got garlic or, I think one of the problems was garlic. I don't know about caffeine. I know chocolate doesn't agree with dogs. Possibly not cats either. So, yeah, it's funny what we can tolerate that they can't.
So how are you today, Glenn?
Just running around today. I went to Pelzer to that auction lot. There's that Jeff Martin auction lot in Pelzer. You know, mostly it's vehicles and construction equipment. So I'm trying to find one more truck that maybe I can resell. I've bought from them before. I bought a that 2005 Silverado and a shipping container. but there's a couple of more vehicles. You know, I don't know. Sometimes, you figure auctions are a good place to get things, but sometimes bidding just goes out of hand. So I just went down there to, you don't always rely on photographs and descriptions. You got to look at things. You know, there's that 31-foot motorhome I'm actually looking at. You know, get out the thing and drive away.
Definitely got to be careful at some of those auctions. You will get taken very easily if you're not there to inspect it. That's why I don't do the online auction stuff. So, yeah, I'm with you there.
05 Silverado. I did have to pay, and this is actually not a lot, I had to pay a total of $850 to put another transmission in, because that thing barely was able to drive home. Now, I wouldn't have known that even had it gone there and inspected it. It needed that, it needed tires. But still, I paid less for it than what I would have. So, yeah, I'm looking at a couple of, there's that motorhome I'm tempted to buy just to be able to get in there and get out of here. Yeah, I got my house with me. I don't need any place to stay. But there was one. There's a 2009 Silverado 4x4, 2009. That's only about 12 or 13 years old. And the bidding is already up to like $7,500. I don't know if that's worthwhile or not. Even if I paid $9,000 for it, I could put a sign on it for sale and probably get $12,000 or $14,000. But, then again, I don't know.
No, on that one, not too up to date on the motorhome stuff.
A mixed bag. It might sell for very little. It might sell for a whole lot. It's tough to say. But yeah, that's where I went earlier today because, at some point you actually got to get boots on the ground and actually look at, what's out there. Turn the key, start it up, see if it runs. Actually, I saw this other van that might, basically a FedEx delivery van. One of these Mercedes high-top delivery-type vans at the right price might be good. Mercedes doesn't make a bad vehicle. And if it was part of FedEx, if it's part of a fleet, it usually wasn't neglected.
Mercedes Sprinters usually bring a pretty penny in. You're usually pretty safe with stuff like that from a fleet, but sometimes, man, you'll get some stuff there that's just, you're going to spend a whole bunch of money on it.
The thing about Mercedes is quality is on your side, but the thing about Mercedes you got to realize is that cost of repair can be high. For some reason there's a high repair cost that Ford or Chevy or GM or whoever doesn't really have. But yeah, I'm even looking at that van. This high top, van, and it was a FedEx delivery truck. I can still see FedEx package wrappers are in there. So I gotta find something to buy to resell at a profit. I gotta find some way to make money. Whatever I got now isn't, my zero income per month isn't working.
It doesn't work, because no matter what, it costs you money to live, so you always got it going out. So, yeah, you got to have some coming in somehow.
To do at this point is to look for things like that to buy and resell. I'd like to find computers and office equipment. Computers, mobile phones, whatever, because a lot of times those are easy to fix, and a lot of times you get those real cheap, because some companies just every 3 to 5 years, like clockwork, they basically just trash their old computer systems and just get all new ones. So they might end up selling them for like 10 cents on the dollar. So you find an outlet like that where you can buy, you might have to buy them by a pallet. Here's a pallet of laptop systems. Fix the ones that don't work. but, you know, that's not a real profitable thing on a per unit basis, but, you know, it can be if you got enough of them.
It can be if you get enough of the right thing. You can definitely make some money on that. But you can also lose some money, too, dealing with that, because sometimes the parts are harder to find, especially right now if you, with chips being the way they are. But I don't know on that one. I've not tried that either, Glenn. I know Gov Deals and Government Surplus, they usually have a lot of those options on them.
Cut.com or whoever, I'll find out who they are. Yeah, there you go. The U.S. government and various state and local departments are the biggest consumers of these systems. And, you know, I don't know how often they turn them over. Yeah, that might be one source. And computer systems, a lot of times, if it's something, it's something simple. It's a hard drive, a power supply, you know, it's usually not that hard. Actually, most things you get at these surplus auctions typically don't have hard drives in them. You know, we take out the hard drives and smash them before we resell them. But anyway, my pizza is ready here, so let me get out and go get my food. But yeah, nice talking to you. And I'll see how the rest of my day is going.
Good to talk to you, Glenn, and enjoy your pizza, and good luck on your auctions there. This is KO4HKX, and I'll be on the side monitoring.
Hey, Mobile.
KO4NUE, Mobile.
4NUE, KO4HKX. What's up today, Chad?
Oh, bingo, bingo, bingo. Exciting night tonight.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. I used to go play Friday night bingo with my mom when she was still alive.
Hey, I just help run concessions so the American Legion can raise some money for veterans in need, you know. So the head cook is not coming in tonight, so I will be making hot dogs au jus and chicken salad out of a can. So, I'm the chef tonight.
That sounds like a real winner there.
Hey, it is what it is. I'm just trying to find some way to, you know, contribute. So, we got a little hot dog roller. We put hot dog, you know, 18 hot dogs on there, and I don't know, man. We got plain hot dogs, chili dogs, and last week we had a woman that wanted hot dog buns, mayonnaise, and onions. No chili, no weenie, just mayonnaise and onions on a hot dog bun.
Trying to make the best out of what was there.
But, yeah, I just a long night, you know. Me and Anna played bingo a couple weeks ago. I think that's the first time we've ever played. And I'm gonna tell you, some of these people they get excited over, you know, bingo. We got a jackpot tonight. I think it's got $290, I think. So it'll be a full house. So I'm start slinging that chili, I guess.
I remember going with my mom, and some of those people would get excited and quite testy about certain things if you did it the wrong way up there.
Some of them's got a, you know, got their little routine. One of them rings a bell, and I'm not sure what's up with the bell, but every time they hear a certain number, they ring the bell, and that's supposed to bring them good luck or something. something. I don't know. But these little pens that they got that, you know, they daub the bingo pad with, oh, some of them's got, you know, got their own little case for them. And, you know, I get it. I do. I mean, but it's just strange. When you've never been around bingo, you know, people just got their ways, I guess. But I guess that's who makes us what we are.
And there's nothing wrong with it. When I'm that age or that seasoned, I'll probably set my ways, and I won't be done that way, and that's it. So, but it gives them something to do and gets them out of the house, and gives them some friendship and some, I don't know, you know, some fellowship with one another, I guess.
Man, all the proceeds go to veterans, you know, in the community. So that's a good thing. Last month we helped a veteran get his bathroom fixed, or raised enough money to you know, get his bathroom straightened out. But the thing is you know, we have other veterans that, you know, they actually go do the work, you know. So we raised enough money to buy all the supplies, and then we, a couple of, you know, four or five of the veterans got together and went over and actually did the work too. So, you know, that's a good thing. I kind of like that, you know, that you can do something that can benefit, you know, another veteran somehow or some way. It just makes slinging that chili, you know, there's a million ways to do things, and if I need to sling the chili, I'll sling the chili.
Just being a small part of trying to help somebody else enjoy it, just remember why you're there.
Absolutely. Well, did you enjoy your day today?
Blister on my thumb from doing some of that work on my son's car, rolling that tape off the deck lid where the double sticky tape, that thing down, trying to get that stuff off there. Well, blister on my thumb today.
UE with KO4HKX. So, yeah, my son got his insurance claim straightened out with the motorcycle. So he's got him another motorcycle. And, oh, man, way too fast. But, hey, you know, he enjoys it, so he's grown. He's an adult. There ain't much I can say about it, I guess, but I do worry about it. You know, he has no fear, and that's just a little scary for a father, you know.
That, and you can say it all day, don't mean they're going to listen to it. I'm the same way with mine and this Mustang GT he's got. So I don't know. I'm on him all the time about it, but try not to harp on it, but I try to remind him too. And last week when I rode with him over to Pigeon Forge, nerve-wracking.
Right. So, yeah, you get a little age on you too, huh? I don't do passenger seats. Nope. My granddaddy used to be really bad. I'd drive and he'd just, you know, he'd sit over and just cringe, you know. So I get it. I do. But I don't try not to ride with nobody. That's why I always drive, because I can't do it. But
that, I can ride with some people, but I don't know. He's one of those for me that I just got to stay on him, or I gotta sit over there and
and dig your fingernails into the teeth.
Can you get wide open where you are?
I can.
Hi there.
KO4HKX, QSY.
KO4NUE, QSY.
KB2HXS mobile.